Lord God, help us to know your joy in each of our hearts, whatever's happening in our lives, and for it to spill over into the rest of our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I haven't had my special pot out recently. Some of you may not have even seen it, but I've got this lovely pot. And Iamidi, where are you, Iamidi? I'm going to come out a minute, because I might need you to help me in a minute. If you come and sit in the front here. So Iamidi helpfully filled this with water for me. So Akaridi, do you want to just tell me that's got water in it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's got water in it. And as I was thinking about being full of joy this morning, I thought one of the things that makes me think that joy is different just from happiness is that joy never ever runs out. A bit like my pot of water. Does someone else just want to check? This is just like a normal pot. Water in it? Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to pour out the water. Okay. All poured out. So we thought a bit this morning about the joy of knowing Jesus, and we've shared that with one another. We've heard about the way an encounter with Jesus can make us joyful. We saw our healed leper not being prepared to listen to what Jesus said and go and just be quiet about it, but just wanting to joyfully be full of smiles and go and tell everyone about the joy she had discovered in this encounter with Jesus. We've heard the Bible tell us to rejoice always. That means to be joyful and to know joy. Even though we live in a world which has different priorities, and that sometimes makes it difficult to live in a world which is obsessed by materialism and consumerism and what you look like and what you wear and what possessions you own and how much money you earn and all those sort of things. That's not God's will for us. God longs for us to know that we are his precious, loved children, that we can sit, as Donna said, in his presence, know ourselves to be loved, and to know that deep inner joy that only he can give. That is the difference. That is joy. That transforms our lives. And that joy, unlike happiness, you might feel happy if you just bought yourself the latest phone or whatever it is that does it for you. Watch, trainers, I don't know what it is for you. But joy lasts. Happiness, we all know that. You get something new. And after a few days, the sort of novelty wears off, doesn't it? The thing gets old or broken or you get bored with it, whatever. Happiness wears out, but joy doesn't wear out. That joy of knowing Jesus and being loved by God doesn't, and just like my pot. Okay? It goes on and on and on. And it is like a well of water that bubbles up and overflows. It just doesn't run out. It springs up within us as God fills us again and again with his love. It's kind of like a bottomless sense of joy in our lives. When it's like that, when we've got that bottomless sense of joy in our lives, that really deep, profound knowledge that God loves us, it really does never run out. But also, it can well up and spill over. And Akaridi, I need you for this next bit. So, sorry, Iamidi. Sorry, I don't know why I get your names muddled up. Iamidi, who's my water thing here. So just to show you that it really doesn't run out. But now I'm going to show you what happens if you keep filling it. If you keep filling it with that deep joy, keep filling so it spills over. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. It fills up so much that it spills over, and we can't help but share it. Thank you. Do you want to go and sit down again, Iamidi? And that's what the joy of the good news, the joy of knowing Jesus is like. It's deep, It's always there. It never runs out. And it spills, wells up within us and overflows and spreads. We cannot help but tell others about the joy. I was very moved when I asked Donna the other day if she'd speak. She said to me that when she'd been waiting for treatment the other day at the hospital, she had been really aware of all the other people who didn't know that deep joy and what, you know, what strength it gave her and how much she longed for others to have it. That's what it's like. If you know that deep joy, you want to spill it over for other people. So if you don't know what we're talking about when we're talking about this joy of knowing Jesus, I want to invite you to really ask God to give you that joy and to fill you with that knowledge of his love. And if you do know what we're talking about and you experience that joy, please allow it to bubble up and well over and to impact not just yourself, but those in the lives around you. Like Donna, be praying and listening out for those, seeing that sign of joy, even if it's not a real sign on your front door, on the front door of who you are, being a sign that you want to share that joy of knowing Jesus with those around you, just in a really natural way. No one's going to get you to do anything complicated, but just it's just a joy that wells up and you cannot help but let it spill over into your life and those around you. Amen. And